this nagging feeling, though, about the conditions out at the launch pad had been below freezing. They were within limits at the time we committed to go fly, but they had gone below the limits overnight, and there were concerns about the ice, so we held up the launch to go out and do another inspection of the launch pad and clear up some of the ice in the area where we thought that kind of debris would be a concern. But once everything was committed to go fly and the poll was done, the last poll of the management team and the launch team, everyone gave a go and everything was green and everything was in limits, and we felt good about proceeding with the count and went into the automatic sequence, and all of that stuff that the computer looks at worked just fine, and the engines ignited on the orbiter and the solid rocket motors lit just like they had previously, and we were on our way into space.
4, 3, 2, 1, and liftoff. Liftoff of the 25th Space Shuttle mission, and it has cleared the tower.
When the explosion occurred, and it was obvious to us that it was an explosion, it was shock. Just shock. It's the best way to describe it.
Flight controllers here looking very carefully at the situation. Obviously a major malfunction. We have no downlink.
And we knew, those of us that knew about how the system worked, knew that when that occurred, we had lost the shuttle Challenger and the crew didn't have a chance to survive. We knew that there were risks that went with flying the shuttle, but we didn't expect something like that to happen on that day at that time, and the reaction was shock and disbelief, and it just got very quiet for what seemed like a long period of time.